You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the life.
Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Listen to me this morning. This is Landon live on the radio with you for Lifeline Ministry. I'm going to give you some prescriptions for life this morning. I don't think that we pay attention to God's word and realize that, you know what, these things are the prescriptions for everything we need. Anyway, I'll explain that in a minute. Let me give you a couple call letters, you know, the basic stuff, phone number, how to reach us, Gmail, how to get contact with me during the week, in case you need help, in case you're struggling, in case you need a, you got a praise report, whatever. If you need prayer, if you need Jesus, which is the whole reason we come on here, if you need Christ this morning, please call the radio station, okay? 221-1100, 221-1100. That's the local number. 888-221-8990 if you're out of town. 888-221-8990. You may call and interrupt any time if you need Christ. That's what we are here for. All right? On your computer, WCNO.com. That's it. WCNO.com. Get it up. You'll see a big microphone. Says, listen live. Listen live, man. Call somebody. Wake them up. Say, hey, let's listen. Let's listen. He says he's got prescriptions out of the Bible that we need to know. And a lot of it's simple stuff that you've read before. But I think we need to look at this as these are not just fossilized words on a page. You read the James Patterson book or Sidney Shelton, all that. Those are fossilized words on a page. They can't do one thing for you. They're fantasy land thinking. They're words for your entertainment. But the word of God is alive. That's what blows my mind. It's the only book like itself. There's no other book that the words are living. These words are life. Jesus said, my word is life. You know? So we got to get in here. And we got to find these words that are life and apply them to our life. We don't even care about finding them, much less applying them to our life. We want to mentally assent into a relationship with God, which is absolutely the dumbest thing you can ever think. You can't mental ascent yourself into a relationship with God. You can mentally ascend yourself into religion. You can walk around religious just like a politician, just like a whatever. You can walk around and talk religion and act religious. You will not have the relationship. You can't do it in your mind. So let's get in his word and find out what is the prescription for life in Christ. What are some of the basic principles? This is going to be the most simple basic teaching I think I've ever done. What are the basic foundational rules? What are some things that Christ put in his word and said, listen, hear this verse. Heed to what I tell you. You've got to do this if you want a relationship with me. And if we don't know these things, then I think that it's my responsibility to give it to you, because you might be wandering around trying to get a relationship, and perhaps you're trying to mentally ascend there. Perhaps you're hoping just your attendance at church and your home groups and your whatever, your small groups and all that will just get you there. But it won't. So let's hear the prescriptions for life this morning. Anyway, if you got somebody you want to turn on and have them listen, WCNO.com. Call them now. Say WCNO.com. Click on live broadcast. Anytime during the week, WCNO.com. Same thing. You'll see on demand. Click it. Calendar pops up. Hey, pick Saturday morning, 8:30. It's real easy. All right. At the end, I'm going to give you our Gmail. It's real easy. BobAllenMinistry@gmail.com. But we'll go over that again so you have a chance to contact us during the week. I really need some help. I wish somebody would sow into the ministry this week. I'll give you that at the end. Okay. Just anything. But anyway, let's go on with our teaching. Let's pray first. All right. Let's ask God to help us. Cause you know, we're going to talk about his prescriptions. So who's better to prescribe them or to get into your heart this morning or mine, but God himself. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this Saturday. Your world is so beautiful. It's so pretty. Oh, riding in this morning was gorgeous. And we thank you for that, Father. Father, shut down our flesh, shut down our minds, shut down our thinking, shut down all the cares of the world and all the weight that might be on us and all the worries that might be on us this morning. Cast them aside as far as the east is to the west, so we can relax our mind this morning and open up our hearts to receive from you and your word and to receive your spirit today. We need your spirit dwelling in us desperately. I thank you so much, Father God, for hearing this prayer. In the name of Jesus, by your spirit, amen. All right, you ready? Let's look at, get your Bible ready. You can turn to John 3 now, I'll be there in a minute. You can turn to John 3 now. Listen, let me give you some basics here. The Bible is the recorded testimonies and principles of God. That's what it is. It's a book that has recorded all the testimonies of what God has done through time. The things that he thought was important enough that we need to know them are penned in this book that we call the Bible. They are the principles of God. God says, here's the principles. Here's how they work. Here's how you work them. If you do this, this principle will work for you that way. If you do this, this principle will work for you this way. If you sow, let's just do the sowing. Everybody seems to know sowing and reaping. So we'll use that as a principle this morning. If you sow good seed, you'll reap a good harvest. If you sow bad seed, you'll reap a bad harvest. Now this can be, God's big on using the ground and the fruit and the trees and the whole seed thing. But in our world today, or in our life today, most of our sowing is done with our mouth. So you can also think of it that way. If you sow bad seed with your mouth, you're going to reap a bad harvest. If you sow good seed, you'll reap a good harvest. Well, I can't. I don't feel good. Oh man, I go to work. Work's okay, but man, it's always worn out. People are such a pain. You're not sowing good seed. Tomorrow is going to be no better than your yesterday, because all you're doing is whining and crying. When you get home, you whine and cry about it. On the way home, you whine and cry about it. On the way out the back door of the office, you whine and cry about it. You know what I mean? We've got to sow good seed to get a good harvest. That's a simple principle. I just want you to see, God has put principles in his word, and if we apply these principles, they're going to work, period. They're going to work for you, or they're going to work against you, because the principle of God works, period. Now, how are you going to work it? All right? The Bible is the recorded testimonies and principles of God. An accurate account of all God did regarding his interaction with mankind and all he's continuing to do regarding the human race. Hundreds of thousands have tried to discredit the Bible, and 100% of them have failed. Let me say that again. Think about that. Hundreds of thousands have spent over the years time, effort, money to discredit God's word, and 100% of them have failed. I wish I had the percentage of how many of them got converted by trying to prove it wrong. That's a very high percentage. The testimonies and the principles are the prescriptions for life. The testimonies God has penned and the principles that he says, if you apply this way, this is what it'll do for you. They're the prescriptions for life. And here's what just gets me. We will seek and chase after prescriptions for illness all the days of our life. Walgreens, CVS, Publix Pharmacy, all that, Walmart's pharmacy, seems to be our prescription for life. Those pharmacies are more important to us than the real prescription for life found in the Word. If we get in the Word and find the prescriptions and start applying the prescriptions for life based on God's Word, we wouldn't need the Walgreens. Maybe every now and then, you're going to hit a stumbling block. You're not going to feel spiritual one day. Your flesh is going to get you. You're going to be weak. You might need something for your cold or whatever. But you will not be traveling there and chasing those prescriptions all the days of your life if you'll get in here and find the prescriptions for life. You know, I was just thinking about this past week, and I thought, how ironic. We chase prescriptions, but the Bible that has the prescriptions for life, we're really, it's okay. I don't have time for that. I'm busy. My life is so busy, Landon, you just don't understand. We would have life. Listen to this. Listen to this now. What would happen if we would seek and chase after the prescription for life? What would happen if we would get in our word? What would happen if we would get in our word, okay? And every day we would seek it diligently, and we'd start seeking the prescriptions for life diligently. What would happen? Well, we'd have life, and we'd have it more abundantly. Very simple. If you get in here and you seek the prescriptions for life out of God's word, you'll end up with life, with an abundant life, with a life full of joy, peace, goodness, long-suffering, patience, kindness. I mean, those things seem so far away and so intangible sometimes, but they're not. They are tangible, and you can obtain them. Let's read from God's word some important prescriptions for life that you and I must know. Okay, now John 3, I told you go there and get ready. John 3. Jesus said this. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you. That's another way of saying truly, truly, or I tell you 100% truth when I say this to you. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's it. That's the number one most important prescription for life found in the entire Bible. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, what kind of talk is that, Christ? What are you talking about? Well, you're already born. You're here. You've been born once. Christ keeps talking about this new birth. You need to be born again. You need to be totally birthed and born and raised on milk until you can have meat and all that. Just like in the natural, you have to do the same in the spirit. Your first birth was your mother. The birth he's talking about is by God, or through God, by his spirit. God gives you a second birth, because what you don't have now is the spirit of God in you. You're born with everything you need to function. God has designed you perfect, but the spirit of God is something you have to obtain. You have to ask for. You have to come to God and say, God, I want to be your child. I want Christ living in me. Please give me your spirit that I may become like you. Let your spirit abide and dwell in me, so it's not just my conscience talking to me anymore, but the spirit of God guides me, directs me, speaks to me, tells me what to do, tells me what to say, tells me when to shut up. I mean, really, I forget what it was. One time someone was saying something. I wanted to tell him something so bad. And God didn't tell me, shut up. Here's the deal. I went to tell them. I don't remember what it was, but I actually went to tell them about themselves. And I'm telling you, man, it was like God grabbed the top of my head and the bottom of my jaw and held it shut. I could not open my mouth to speak. He literally shut my mouth. And I was like, wow. And afterwards, because I was trying to open it. I was trying to get him. I was going to tongue lash him good. And he just shut it. I could not even open my mouth. And I thought, wow, God, you are something else. So he says, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then he says again, he says, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born of water. That's the first birth. That's your mama. And of the spirit. Oh, wait a minute. Except. Now, listen to this too. Listen to exactly how Christ said this. Except a man. That means there's no other option. There's no plan B. You can't get there another way. Except you be born from your mother and you're a living, breathing human being. And except you be born of the Spirit of God, this is what he says. This is heavy. He says, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I've got so many people who ask me so many questions about God and how God works and why God would do this, you know, and how come God operates this way and that way and this way. Here's the thing. If you want to know the answers to how God operates, why God operates, if you want it to make sense in your carnal mind, you'll have to seek God for it, because it doesn't matter how good of a preacher you listen to. It doesn't matter how great someone articulates the Bible. Your comprehension of the things concerning the Spirit of God has not been opened. It's there. It's there, but it's not open. Mental assent can't get you there. The Holy Spirit opens up your understanding and expounds the scriptures to you. We will read that in just a second too. But listen to this. Let me read this again now. Jesus said, let's just start with that. Jesus Christ said this. He said, truly, truly, I'm telling you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, mama, and of the spirit, that's God, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Listen to the next verse, okay? There's only one way to get there. Matthew 6:33 says this, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The questions, the things you can't figure out, the health problems, the principles that aren't working in your life. And then he says this, ask, and this is another verse, just listen to this, ask and it shall be given you, what? The kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, we're seeking the things and not the kingdom. We got this thing twisted up. God controls the things. Seek the master and let him give you what you need for life. He will meet all your needs. He promised that. He promises, I am the God that provides. I'm Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Now he says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. What? The kingdom of God. That's how you get a relationship with God. That's how you get out of religion and into relationship. You must seek it. Let me say this again too. You must seek it. Your mama can't seek it for you. Daddy can't seek it for you. Your wife can't seek it for you. And your husband can't seek it for you. Your kids can't give it to you. The pastor can't hand it to you on a silver platter. You yourself, in your heart, the spot no one knows about but you and God, you have to come to him and you have to ask for it. You have to say, Lord, I want to seek you. I'm asking for you. I need you. I don't understand yet, but I know that if I start asking you and I open my heart, that you'll open my eyes of understanding and I'll start to expound and understand and reason in the scriptures properly. We got too many people reading the Bible without the Holy Spirit. Too many people reading the Bible without asking and intervening and having that real relationship, that intimacy with God for the direction. You must ask the author what they mean about their documents. If you want to know a document, ask the one that wrote it. Okay? We're kind of going sidestepping. We're asking other people that haven't asked God for the answer what their answer is. So we're getting a lot of interpretations of Scripture that are somewhat accurate, but somewhat accurate won't help. All right? If you somewhat put the sail up in the boat and wasn't really sure what you're doing and you're out in the middle of the ocean, all of a sudden it claps, you're somewhat messed up. You know what I mean? You have got to ask the author what he meant by what he wrote. That's how you get a relationship with God. You must seek it. You must ask him for it. You must knock on heaven's door by God's word until you get it. Listen, I'm going to show you the best example I've ever found in Scripture of a man that got it. All right, now King David, and a lot of you know his story. I don't have time to go into it right now. He did all kinds of weird things, crazy things, went into a woman he shouldn't have gone into and all kinds of stuff, okay? He did a lot of great things too. Now, he did great things, he did bad things. But listen to his heart. God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. Of your heart. All right? And make sure today, let me throw a little side. We're going to get sidetracked just a second. Watch what comes out of your mouth today. Everybody listening to me right now, I want you to make a conscious effort today to watch what comes out your mouth. Matter of fact, let's do better than that. Let's ask the Lord right now. Lord God, please guide my mouth today. Lord God, set up your camp on the throne of my heart so that out of the abundance of the heart, my mouth won't speak wrong things. Please abide in me and stay on my heart today, Lord, so that when I open my mouth, it is pleasing. I'll speak pleasant words. I'll bless people. I'll thank people. I'll be kind to people. I'll sow seed out of my heart through my mouth by my words to people that'll be pleasant to their ears. It'll prick their heart in a good way. If everybody listening to me today did that, this would make a difference in our society today. We don't stop and think, Christ, what would you have me say? How can I bless this person? We look at the situation. We dive right in with them. Watch what you say today. King David, okay? His eyes became open to the word of God. Listen to how he panted for God. We're going to go to Psalms 119. He says this, blessed are they. And listen now, these are strong words. Listen to it exactly what it says. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. Blessed are the people that keep God's testimonies. Remember, the testimonies and the what? And the principles are the prescription for life. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with their whole heart. Blessed are you if you keep his testimonies and you seek him with your whole heart. Then he says this, they also do no iniquity. They walk in his way. See, you've got to have the word. You can't get there. You can't have that relationship without the word. King David understood this, obviously. He says, thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. For all you people listening to me that listen every week, but you still don't read your word. Listen to 119 of Psalm, verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. God's commanded you to diligently know them and diligently keep them. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. Listen to this one. He said, wherewithal shall a young man or young woman cleanse his ways? Okay, it actually says, man, I just threw woman in there so you wouldn't feel left out. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? So how does a young man cleanse up his life? Clean up his act. How? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. By taking heed according to thy word. Then he says, with my whole heart have I sought thee, Lord. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Do you see how serious? When his eyes of understanding became open, he realized, man, these commandments are serious. Lord, don't let them slip from me 1 second. Don't let them slack from me. Don't let me not read them. Don't let me not know them. Keep them in my heart so when I run into a situation, your word comes up, your commandment comes up, your prescriptions for life come up, and I open my mouth, I speak the prescription, and it takes care of my problem. You got to get in the word. If you're not living that way, it's not smart. I got to tell you the truth. You're making your life so much harder than it should be or than it was designed to be. God gave you prescriptions for life. Please use them. He says, thy word have I hid in my heart, Lord. Thy word. What? Thy word. The very thing we're talking about. David says, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee? That I might not sin against thee. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget your word. Now you need to go back over that this week. You need to get to Psalm 119. I want you to read from verse 1 to verse 16. You can read the whole thing. The whole psalm is absolutely awesome. It rocks my world every time I read it. But if you'll read Psalm 119 from verse 1 to verse 16 and do it over and over and over until you see the heart of this man and you see how important the word of God was to this man, when the word of God becomes that important to you, it's going to change your life. You'll start speaking the word. You can't speak something you haven't put in. That's the problem. The prescription is to be spoken. Okay, the prescription is to be spoken. And if you don't know that, then if you don't have it in you, if you don't have the word in you, there's nothing going to come up and come out of you. Yeah, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Until you start to fear the Lord, that means respect his word and have awe for him and who he is and realize that his word is the final authority on all things in this world. And you speak that word over your life, you haven't begun wisdom. You might think you have, but the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the very beginning of wisdom. Okay? Now, look at Luke 24, verse 45. Write these down. Luke 24, verse 45. Jesus said this. Or no, Jesus didn't say this. I'm sorry. Jesus was preaching to them, and then it throws this little clause in there. It says, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. See, we're trying to get the understanding without asking him to open our understanding. You can't get but so far. You can only get to an intellectual wall. You'll get to where your mental ascent can take you, and then there's a wall. You're done. You're blocked. The true revelation will never come. You've got part of it because you have enough sense to understand some of it. But to get the entire revelation, to have the lid taken off, that's what it means. To reveal something is to uncover it. Take the lid off and let somebody see what's on the inside. The only way you'll take the lid off and see what's on the inside of the scripture or the verse you're really trying to understand, you've got to let the Spirit of God come in and help you because he wrote it. He understands it. God understands it. It's his word. You got to ask the interpreter, please interpret your word. And he's happy to do so. He's waiting on you to ask. He wants to interpret the word for you. He's your number one source of go-to to figure out what he means by his word. Let's keep this real simple today. I told you it's going to be the easiest, straightforward, simple teaching. Everybody knows John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Well, have you ever paid attention to the words that follow John 3:16? Let me just flip over there. Go to John 3 again. I told you earlier, you should have it marked still. Go to John 3. I'm trying myself. There you go, Bible. Listen to the words after this. This is unreal. He says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. Huh? If he didn't come to condemn it, what did he come for? God did not send his son into this world to condemn this world, but that the world through him, that's an important clause, through him might be saved. If you're listening to me today and you're in a situation, I don't care what it is, good, bad, small, huge, it does not matter, that the world through him might be saved. If you're ready to be saved from your situation, you need to apply the through him. This is the prescription for life. This is the prescription for life. God sent his son to the world not to condemn it, but that you, through him, can be saved. That's a prescription. Dive in. Lord, save me. I'm coming to you. Where's he at? Land is where? John 3? I'm there. I'm opening up John 3. I'm looking at your word, Lord. Penetrate my heart. Come into my life. Change my household today. Please. Change my thoughts, my kids. Please. None of this is working, and it's all my fault. I haven't sowed your principles. I haven't ran my household properly. I haven't taught my wife. I haven't taught my... It's your responsibility to teach your children the word. If your children don't know the word, it's 100% your problem, mom and dad. It is your responsibility to teach those little kids that you birth that you say you love, well, I love little so-and-so more than anything. Have you taught them the Word of God? Oh, wait a minute, Landon. You're hitting below the belt now. Well, how much do you love them? You're going to send them out into a world that's run by the devil to be swallowed up with every care and every concern and every worry and every sickness and every drug, and you haven't taught them the Word of God so they can defend themselves, so they can rise above it, so they cannot get involved with it? Mom and Dad, it's your responsibility to teach your children the Word of God. I'll say it again. Then he says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Wow, that's a big one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise your name, Jesus, forevermore. He that believeth on Christ is not condemned. Man, thank you. But he that believeth not is condemned already. If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, that he died on that cross and rose on the third day to save your soul, the Bible says right here, he that believeth not is condemned already. And here's the reason. It's very simple. It says, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You can't say that to anybody else. That ain't Buddha, Muhammad, or anybody else you want to call it. Bicycle, car, whatever you worship. Birds, trees. It's not. It says, but he hath not believed in the name, that's the name of Jesus, of the only begotten Son of God. Everybody knows that's Christ. The only begotten Son of God is Christ. And this is the condemnation, that light came into the world. He came. Christ came into the world. But men love darkness rather than Christ, because their deeds were evil. Because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil hates Christ. Hates Jesus Christ. That's what it says. Neither says the light. But if you translate that down, that is Christ. He came as the light of the world. It says, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to Jesus Christ, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. They are through God. It's by God that I became who I am. It's by God that I speak the way I do. It's by God that my situations are good. It's by God that my health is perfect. It's by God. It's by God my house is awesome. It's by God that I've got the best wife on the planet. She is perfect. You know why? Because we have a godly house. The same spirit that speaks to me speaks to her. Therefore, our life flows. We don't argue. We don't ever anything. My wife and I have a perfect relationship because Christ is the center. The minute we kick him to the curb, it would change. Oh, just like yours, it would change. Somebody better call up here and get Christ today. This is ridiculous. You can't tell me that what I've just told you, you don't need. If I need it, you need it. If someone else needs it, you need it. We all need it. 221-1100. Landon, you're right. I'm tired of running my own show. I can't get blessed that way. The prescriptions for life aren't working. I'm not applying them. I'm not even getting in the Bible to find them. Please, God, change my heart. Call up here, 221-1100. Ask God to change your heart. Give you a hunger for him. Give you a thirst for him so you can get in the Word and enjoy it. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Hit me up during the week on Gmail. If you're too scared to call, do it during the week. Okay? Gmail me, BobAllenMinistry@gmail.com. BobAllenMinistry@gmail.com. Listen, support this ministry too. Okay? I expect something coming in from somebody, several people. Just give a little bit. Bob Allen Ministry, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Bob Allen Ministry, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Now listen, before we get off this air today, I want you to know Christ did come for you. He does love you. The only way to prove to him you love him, the only way to prove to him you desire him and you want him, is to get in his word. You can tell him all you want, how much you want him, how much you love him. If you don't crack his word open and show the word, he sent the word, it says, to heal them. I sent my word and healed them. I sent my word to give you life. All right, you've got to get in the word. That's how you communicate and get to know God, is by and through his word only. I'll say a quick prayer for us. We got 10 seconds. Father God, please open the heart and mind of everyone that's listening today. Create in us a hunger for thy word and a hunger for you alone, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, and thank you for Christ, and thank you for your Holy Spirit that we must have in us to see the kingdom. Hey, guys, I'll see you next Saturday. Thank you. This is Landon signing off for Lifeline Ministry.
Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Bob Allen Ministries, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is boballenministries@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.